SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. There's a new website to deal with the aftermath of the Maryland Bridge collapse.
The website includes details for affected workers, businesses, and the families of the six road repair workers killed. It also includes major traffic updates and guidance on in-person recovery resources available. There will also be updates including the clearing of the channel and opening vessel traffic to the Port of Baltimore. The bridge was brought down by a container ship last month that struck a supporting column. I'm Norman Hall.
FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried is appealing his 25-year prison sentence after being sentenced last month on charges of fraud and conspiracy. Fried illegally used client and lender money to fund Democrat political campaigns, buy private planes and land in the Caribbean, and bribed Chinese officials. Also at SRNnews.com, Instagram is introducing new safety features for its teenage users.
The social media company announced in a blog post that it's trying to fight sexual scams and other forms of image abuse to try and stop criminals from contacting teenagers. That includes a new nudity protection feature for direct messages that blurs any images with nudity and, quote, encourages people to think twice before sending nude images, unquote. The feature will be turned on by default globally for teens under 18, and adult users will get a notification encouraging people to activate it. Instagram says they'll also be testing new ways to hide teens from criminal accounts. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Iowa Supreme Court is now considering arguments made over the state's fetal heartbeat law. Thursday, the state high court heard arguments in favor of the law from the Iowa Solicitor General and arguments against from Planned Parenthood. The law would ban abortions in Iowa after a heartbeat can be detected, which is usually around 6 weeks. It includes exceptions for rape, incest, fetal abnormalities, and the mother's life. This is SRN News. An abortion amendment fails in Maine.
The measure failed to get enough votes in the state legislature and will not appear on the November ballot. It would have enshrined abortion in the Maine Constitution, making the procedure legal up to the moment of birth. Republican lawmakers supplied the votes to derail the amendment. Several other states will put the question of abortion to a vote of the people on Election Day this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A report from a senior doctor in England says kids who question their gender should not get puberty-blocking drugs or be allowed to undergo sex change operations. Hilary Cass, who was appointed to lead a review of so-called gender services in the UK, says there's no evidence that drugs and surgery improve young people's physical or mental well-being. On April 1st, doctors in England's public health system stopped prescribing puberty-blocking hormones to kids and young people with gender dysphoria. This is SRN News. Israel's pushing back on a public relations campaign by terror group Hamas. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Israel has opened a new front in the information war being fought simultaneously with the military ground war in the Gaza Strip. Articles depicting in detail the horrors Hamas inflicted on October 7th, including the sexual assaults and first-person accounts by former hostages, are being translated and distributed through the government's Arabic language website. The Arab world until now has suppressed any access to coverage of Hamas atrocities. Meanwhile, new polling has confirmed that world sympathy for Israel post-October 7th has dissipated and returned to pre-massacre levels. The rapid loss of sympathy is attributed to the constant showing of Gaza's destruction and reporting of its citizens' plight. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.